Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
We're not recording on there.
Just to fill you in, guys, what's going on here? We've pressed a button on the machine and it's playing. We just set up the camera and that's now recording. Barry, if you are a Patreon member, and you should be if you're not, Barry's wearing an Angels and Barry
t-shirt,
which someone's made for us.
Chris McEwen sent it down. He didn't make it. Some bloke. So whoever made it up there, thank you.
Fantastic.
I mean, how do we give that bloke a credit who made it? Should we guess what it is? Northern t-shirt. So thank you to Northern t-shirts.
Thanks, fella.
Thanks to...
So a few bit of housekeeping.
Yeah.
First of all, June the 7th, 9:15, the other Billy. We need you guys.
And
we need you.
We need you to come down do you know,
have you heard the news?
I don't know if you've heard the news.
Maybe you have heard the news, I don't know.
Tell them
the news as follows. This is the news. The all-new Angels and Barry show, not the last ones we done with them twats, but the all-new Angels and Barry show, right, that has been nominated for Best Comedy Podcast for the British Podcasts Awards, which is good because this isn't even a comedy, is it, Barry? It's a documentary.
This is a documentary. Somehow we've found ourselves in that category.
It's a comedy.
But that is true. I know it's hard to believe that this muck...
Yeah,
is up there.
Babyish Mark.
This babyish Mark.
We're up there at the top five comedy podcasts, even though it's a documentary.
Yeah, and so I want you... God, that's not supposed to come. We've been nominated for the best thing in the world. I don't know if you've heard on Patreon or fucking round the world. Everybody knows us, everybody told us that we was the best.
We always knew it.
Because we all knew. Stick it out your vest. Now that come on by accident.
But we made the most of it, didn't we?
And that's what you have to learn in life, guys.
Oh, Christ, when life chucks you lemons.
Lemon cake.
Lemon trees. So as I was saying.
Yeah, go on.
June the 7th, 9:15 in the Outer Belly.
It's on the south.
It's just on the south bank in London. We're doing a podcast live.
Live.
And we need an audience. We need you to come. And as we are nominated for Best Comedy Podcast in the British Podcast Awards.
Yes.
And I think that's worth you coming down and looking at.
I think you'll get a feeling of the standard.
There'll be a lot of industry in there.
A lot of industry. I mean, you can't expect us to speak to you because we're going to be, you know,
we'll be hobnobbing.
With all the top people. We'll not speak to you lot.
Be talking to the industry.
We'll be using all the long words.
Conclusion.
And we'll be...
Cardboard.
For me.
Abergavenny.
For me, the podcast.
Oh, yes, for me.
from my point of view, you know, using all the bad words that they do in the media.
For me, what it is for me, I don't know what it is for you.
Segway will say words
like that. We'll use that to the cow come home, that word.
If we are talking to a bald fella with a cravat on who looks a bit tasty,
well-to-do,
please don't come
home. Don't disturb
us,
please.
Gooch or arses or any of that.
Don't say ball bag.
Because we'll be trying to sound intellectual.
Because we are going to wear our coxedos, aren't we?
Oh, we're going to wear all that. Coxedos.
And we're going to look really like the business.
We're going to look like the biz. And so...
the Bruce Brothers.
But it's true, we've been nominated. So if we win, you'll be the first to know.
If the judges are listening to this,
then
I don't want to be crass.
No.
But if we win, we'll give you some money.
Yes.
Okay? Have you ever won anything before, Barry?
I did once, you know, at Oxley Village Hall. They do, like a prize marrow.
Is it?
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
And what I'd done was I come down and Ronnie Jacobs,
who
is up my way, he had a lovely big aubergine. You can see where this is going. And they said, of course, because remember, I went through that organic phase where I wouldn't put anything
in your body that's not been come out of the ground.
That's it. But when I was, growing my aubergine, aubergine, it was very, very small.
Was it?
So...
or a little creased up and got veins on it.
Yeah, that's it. So what I thought I'd do is when the judges come round, I had a sort of, a tray sort of thing, and I drilled a hole in the middle.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
And I'd stuck my knob through it, and I'd painted it.
Yeah, purple.
Purple, like
an aubergine.
Well, I mean, it's already fairly purple. It's a light pink at the moment.
Yeah, well, depending on the weather.
On the weather. So Ronnie's coming. He's going, I'm going to win.
Yeah. Ooh, and you had other ideas.
And he did a double take. He went, is that your aubergine off the allotment? Yeah. I went, yeah. And I'd spruce up a little bit, a few sprigs of parsley. And I've gone, yeah, it's actually Ronnie. And he went, I'll see him scuttling off to his wife.
He's
a bloody aubergine. I've had all baby bio on mine. I've spruced it up with all sorts of fertiliser.
It's not as pink as his one.
It's not a bit. Look at that. That's a prize winner, that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, the judges come round and it was Dorothy Thornhill, the mayoress of Watford.
Oh, right.
She's a real person, of course. So she comes round and she's our next. Ronnie's pulling it about.
Yeah,
it's
pick
not
it up.
Pick it up and all that. So next, I'm there at the table and Dorothy's there with the MP, Richard Harrington, who's since resigned.
And she's gone in with her tongue.
She's gone in with her tongue. She tried to pull it up.
You've gone, don't do that, because it ruined the display.
She got her tongue, she yanked it up.
Oh, I bet she did.
And she'd pulled it so hard that my two balls popped through and all through the hole. She lifted it up.
And you go, that comes with it.
That comes with it. I says a couple of cherry tomatoes, right? And they're very red, of course. Isn't they?
And wrinkly.
She's gone, first prize. Yeah. And she's got a rosette with a pin on it. And she's stuck it right in my chaps.
Right.
And fucking up.
And you had to suppress that because you thought, I can't let her know that this isn't an aubergine.
And she went,
plum tomatoes.
That's it. So she went up to the podium and I'm very happy to Barry. He's overcome with emotion. Of course, I was trying to hold it.
Christ almighty.
And then Margaret done the same with her angel cake. You know, the two wings on the top.
Oh, yeah,
she
I
did
know.
That with her...
Because I won an award. I was at the Sandback Town Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I went in for best rolling pin.
Because
I make my own rolling pins.
I know you do. You're famous. So you went to an evening class.
I went to evening class, and it's like, all right, okay, you guys have got an opportunity to show your rolling pins.
Great.
So I went to that, I thought. And I presented it in a lovely box.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful box, but of course, on the way there, I was taking it and I farted.
Okay.
I dropped it and it rolled into the street and then someone ran over it.
Oh, so
and
then, it looks like
and
nothing.
It fucked it, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I thought, shit, what am I going to do? Yeah. I reckon I could win this.
Yeah.
So I get the box and I stand in there. And I get my knob out.
Sort of lined up, yeah.
Yeah, and I stick my knob through the box.
Right.
And I've got it nice and flat.
Nice and flat.
Nice and flat like that, you know, in the box
you
there.
You could roll a lovely pastry with that, I'd imagine, couldn't you?
Yeah, and I had to paint it beige, right? And I've got...
Because what colour is it normally? It's like a funny colour.
Sort of a black, mottled. Pink.
Yeah.
Like that metal paint, you know?
Oh, no.
What's that
acrylic
stuff called? I can't remember what it's
okay
called.
Okay. Anyway, so you painted it up.
I painted it up beige and I've drawn bits on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's come around and she's had a look at...
The mayoress.
Yeah, the mayoress has turned back. She's had a look at this and she's gone, Christ, that's a good pin. I went, yeah, it's all right, isn't it? And she says, I'll have a go on it. Yeah. Anyway, she yanks it out of the box.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I says, don't go too far with it, because I have grown very attached to this.
Yeah, of course.
And I sort of walked over to the counter where she's going to roll out the pastry with it.
Yeah, I know.
And I says, don't pull it too hard, because it'll come off, you know. Come out of the box.
Come off in your hands, yeah.
Anyway, she pulled it over. She's pulled it over to the table.
Yeah.
And I've actually get up right close to the table.
Yeah.
And she's rolled the pastry out. Right. And to my surprise, it held up.
Did it?
Yeah. It really rolled the pastry out. She says, I don't know what you've made that from, but it's a very, very nice texture. And
yeah.
I says, yeah, well, you know, it's a new invention of mine. So she's given it first prize.
Well.
And she's tied a rosette. Yeah. On it, right at the base,
yeah,
and all by the hair, yeah. And she and it's got so red that it's swollen up to twice the size.
Ooh,
you know,
and
I says, "Well,
around,
I says that, I says that's another feature, you know,
it
can grow up like that." You know?
I had a similar thing. Do you remember when I was doing the pantomime at St Charles's Church, or down at our church?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, Barry, you're well connected with show business. Because I know David Van Day, etc.
I know you do. John
Nettles, Luther Joyce, and Terry...
Ruth.
Yeah. Terry Ruth. Anyway, I says...
Rusty Lee. You know.
Nick Knowles and that other fella, Dom Littlewood.
Littlewood.
So anyway...
you gone?
Do you know Judith, who runs the Amateur Dramatics down there?
Yes.
She says to me, Barry, who can you get to do the panto?
Yeah.
So I'm racking my brains, you know.
Yeah. Well, any of your famous people in your Rolodex.
David Van Day won't do it now. After
not now, because he's a member of Parliament.
Yeah,
he shat himself,
didn't he? So, and then he gets very nervous on stage and that. Anyway, I've lied. I said I can get the Mitchell brothers, you know,
from
EastEnders. What their names are, Steve McFadden and...
the other one.
Leon Walsh. Leon Walsh. Does the gang programmes, doesn't he? Yeah. Leon Walsh on Gangs.
That's it. Ross Kemp's.
And I've got Steve and Ross. Look, I don't know them.
No,
I don't know them from Adam.
Yeah, but you panicked.
I panicked so I could get those two. Barry, stop everyone. All the bloody, lardy amateur dramatics all swanning around. Stop everyone.
Oh, they will.
Barry can get the Ross Kemp brothers for the panto this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, we turned up the first rehearsal. I didn't know what I was going to do.
No.
So I said, they're a little bit shy. They just do a little cameo at the back.
Right.
What have I done? I couldn't think of what to do. Yeah. I pulled my trousers and pants down.
Yeah.
I've bent right over at the back.
Oh, Christ, you've done put a Canadian fruit bun.
Yeah, I put two bum cheeks
together.
And plodded along. And on the back.
Painted them.
Painted them up with the two faces.
Yes.
One looking pissed, the other one looking hard.
Yes. Yes.
And
put them in mechanics overalls.
That's it, mechanics overalls. And so basically it looked like my two arse cheeks looked like their two heads.
The Kemp brothers.
So she says, they are a bit shy. We're honoured to have these two. And I, of course, bounce up and down at the back behind the... There was a wall which Humpty Dumpty was going to sit on. Yeah. And you see these two arses going.
But you don't know their arses. You think they're...
Of course you don't. You think they're McFadden some...
and
some of this country's finest soap opera actors.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I farted and it's a wet one.
You could see their cheeks. <from, so.
laughs> It looked like they was doing the dialogue.
What's happened to them? Their plastic surgery's given way.
But luckily, they was just extras in the curtain.
Oh, thank God for that, yeah.
And everyone was a bit... Did you just see what I saw? What the hell was that about?
The Kemp brothers. What are they doing?
So, and that was the last I heard of them, and I had to make their excuses and just go, sorry, they have...
And did you get their wage as well?
Yeah, nice one. But so if the Kemp brothers are listening and they want to come and do panto...
Then the offer's open.
The offer's really open.
I won a competition for best knob once.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Where was that?
That was at the Town Hall.
Yeah.
Town Hall. And someone said,
wonderful competition.
You got a good knob on you?
Yeah.
And I says, yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Do you want to enter it into a competition? And I says, well, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
And I said, just pull your pants down, pull your trousers down, and just stand there in a row. And then someone will come and inspect your knob. And if it's deemed of good enough quality, you win a prize.
Go to Europe, don't you?
ultimately, you go to Europe, right?
Compete.
Anyway, right. I says, is that all you have to do? He says, yeah. It's what you have to do.
Yeah.
I says, okay, well, I'll do it then.
So
I get to the Town Hall, and there's all these women out there. And I thought it's odd, they don't traditionally have one, do they? Yeah, I don't think so. Right. I think, well, maybe world's changed, you know.
Yeah,
anyone can enter it now.
Oh, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to have a knob to enter your knob into a competition.
Not nowadays.
That's sexist.
Not nowadays.
The competition's
open to everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, what time do I have to do this?
Yeah.
I thought, I'll just do it at about 9 o'clock.
Right.
So I stood around and had a cup of tea with them all and I was chatting about Brexit and stuff, you know.
Like you do, yeah.
And I thought,
well, chatting to the women, sure.
Yeah, all the ladies. Right. Brexit. Just getting their point of view, you know.
Yeah, well, it's good to canvas opinion on that.
And I thought, well, I better get on with this competition.
Yeah.
So I've just put my trousers and pants down. And I stood there with my tea.
Yeah.
And they just went silent.
The women just went silent.
And I says, what do you think? Who's going to judge my knob? I said, you know. And they all like going, what are you doing? What are you doing with your knob out like that? Yeah. I says, well, I thought this is a competition
to judge the best knob.
You know?
Knob sort of thing, yeah.
And they go, no, this is the Women's Institute, mate.
Oh, God. What's happened?
Well, I think my mate Kenny, he's taken the right piss out of me.
Oh, dear.
He says, because he saw me at my knob, and he says, it's a good knob, and you should enter it. But we weren't getting on at the time, and I should have known that he was just setting me up, you know. Anyway, I got carted off.
By the police?
Yeah.
I was the same. When I went to Switzerland to that clock.
Knob.
The clock weights exhibition. There's all cuckoo clocks, all that lovely. Well, you know, I'm slightly dyslexic, aren't I? I see the sign there. I've gone into the inn. There was a big sort of Alpine inn.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone said, I thought it was funny, all these kind of strange people with nice carvings of an Alpine maid coming in and out when the weather's not.
Cow.
So Margaret said, go on. So I pulled my trousers and pants down and stood there, and German fella comes down with one of them hats on in Ledo.
Yeah, I know.
And he says,
the sausage in his hand.
The sausage in his hand. He says, what the fuck is this?
What do you think?
What do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
So I says, I'm entering the competition.
Yeah.
And they were disgusted.
What competition did you think it was?
Well, I thought it was a cock competition. clock weights and a cock. Anyway, the police had turned up and they're absolutely furious. Sooner we get out of Europe. I can't wait to get out of Europe. All I was trying to do was build some bridges across the water between us and the... You should have seen the fucking...
They were an half cross.
I got my balls out. I started to shout when the police started me away. That's all I say. Come on, Theresa May.
This is for what if this doesn't win an award?
If the judge is listening.
This is award winning.
This is a listen. If Christ. There's oh, God knows what the other nominees are like.
Jesus Christ!
Do you think they're doing anything like this?
No, this is unique stuff.
This is breaking this barriers.
This is our own niche.
Great Big Owl.
What?
Great Big Owl.
Stop saying that. What about Great Big Owl?
It's a family of podcasts.
Ooh. Who's in this family?
Well, there's Rule of Three, that's us.
There's Brian and Roger.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian.
There's the One Show Show.
There's nowhere else you would find a 4 or 5 minute film about pine martins.
Yes.
Without a sight of one pine martin at all in the film.
There's Barry and Angelos.
Oh, Gooch, Gooch, Chooch. Yeah. Remember that lovely one?
And there's Smirsh Pod.
Could you eat first? I think we know.
Well, I know, I don't know if I'd want to eat Lazenby.
Basically, look for Great Big Owl on your pod, what's it?
Good idea. Have we got a sting?
Owls don't sting.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is our own, I tell you what was so terrible. Did you hear that story? What was the story you were telling me about the lady who found a bee in her eye?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, you're always in it and you're crying.
Christ,
a bee.
Almighty.
What
was
it?
What happened was she's gone to the graveyard, right, to put flowers down on her grave of her mother or somebody. I don't know who it was. And this is in Thailand.
Thailand.
Anyway, she's planted these plants and she's felt this thing like on her eye thinking, oh, wish bit of mud or something.
Yes.
And she's gone like that. Oh. Anyway, she goes home and she washes her eye out thinking, oh, it's okay. Next morning, she wakes up going, oh, I've got an eye infection.
Right.
So she goes to the ophthalmologist.
Yes.
Right, looks in her eye with a microscope.
Right.
And sees like little bug's legs.
Shut up.
No.
You're pulling my plonker, are you?
No. She sees his bug's legs. In the eye, and he pulls at them,
God.
And there is a little bee in her eye. Not one, not two, but what? Four of them.
Oh my God!
Feeding on her tear duct, and they hang around graveyards. Yeah,
what, these bees?
These bees do, because they know people are crying, you know.
Oh, that's it, of course they do.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the old flowers are there. I think all
There will be some of that. Yeah.
God, but
I mean, they pulled them out, and they pulled them out live as well.
Fucking fucking
it's all wiggling about in there.
That is disgusting, because
not the first time that sort of thing's happened to me. I've had that stuff happen to me. I went to the hospital. Just a little scratch on my leg. I thought, yeah. that's a scratch on my leg, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've gone, and the next morning I woke up. I thought, oh, that's scratch is getting worse. It might be infected, you know.
Right, okay. So well, you're no doctor,
are you? I'm not a doctor. I thought I'll go to the hospital, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, they prodded around.
Yeah.
And they said, we're going to have to open that up, that leg.
Oh, my God.
I said, whoa, hold up. This is just a little infection. This is maybe, but maybe not. Maybe something else.
Oh, okay, doctor.
This is, all right, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Anyway, they've opened me up, and there's about three cats in there.
Oh, God.
In my leg.
Really?
Yeah, all in there, just like mucking around.
What they're doing, drinking off of your veins?
No, I don't know what they're doing in there. They're just in there, just mucking around, he said. I says, why have they got in there? And he says, I think they're just mucking around.
Right.
At first I didn't accept that as a medical thing. And he says, no, it does happen, cats get in the leg and muck around.
Do you have a second opinion?
No, I thought I'd leave it at that.
This is one opinion.
One opinion is absolutely fine. For me. I believe him.
I had a very similar thing. Remember when I went on holiday to Thailand lady?
Do.
Oh, God, I stayed at this hotel. And I went down reception in the morning, and I said to the reception bloke, the manager, I said, can you tell me where the nearest sort of jungly area is?
Oh, yeah.
I like to get off the beaten track.
I know you do, yeah, away from the tourists.
So the manager goes straight out there, turn left, turn right. I go down, I find myself in this wooded area, right?
Oh, isolated.
Don't think nothing of it.
No.
You know, there's a few insects about. Anyway, I get back home to Britain. I find the technical term, my ring piece was itching. So I got a little pencil and all that, stuck it up there and all that. Anyway, I'm rubbing away. It's very uncomfortable. I'm saying to Margaret, I'm going to have to go and see the doctor. You're going to have to have a look up there. Anyway, she prods it with this HB7. And do you know what fell out?
What?
The manager from the fucking hotel.
He'd called up there.
He'd gone up there. And right. I said, what the hell are you doing? Oh, Mr. Sir Michael.
Oh, sorry, must be some mistake.
I mean, I assumed it was some sort of worm or a beetle.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, now, your room is ready. I said, don't mind that now.
What are you doing up there?
We've flown all the way back to Watford.
What are you doing up there,
so, you know, your suit was all crumpled and everything. Yeah, oh, very
his
sorry.
His hair was out of place.
Yeah, his badge,
that.
Mr. Lee, was
upside down.
Anyway, I sent him packing and I said, well, I'm not going back to that hotel.
I want a refund, please.
I put it on, you know, TripAdvisor. I said, one star. Manager ended up my arsehole. Disgusting. Disappointed. Disgusting. Very disappointed. Disgusting.
What a shame.
Because we'd saved up for that holiday.
I know.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's usually done, isn't it? Like hotel managers ending up your bar.
Oh, well, I remember, you know. I mean, oh, what about that?
What happened?
Did you hear about a British student who has taken something from Pompeii?
Where's Pompeii?
It's, you know, when Vesuvius erupted.
Yes, I do.
The local town.
The volcano.
The volcano.
It's gone up.
It's gone up. And all the lava has come down and it's buried people alive.
Turn them to stone.
Now, bloody British student has gone to Pompeii and tried to half-inch some of the tiles there, which I think is disgusting.
What tiles?
There are a few loose tiles.
Like top
on the
tiles?
Floor. Yeah.
She's got the top tiles.
I mean, if you went to
Pompeii,
top tiles.
Why don't they? One has got one of these.
Yeah, that's lovely. And you won't get a bollocking for trying to nick it.
Well, you can buy them.
Of course you can.
So she's gone to Pompeii.
She's gone to Pompeii, and apparently there was a part of the museum where where...
Oh, blimey.
Where you wasn't allowed in. And the caretaker spotted her. I was the same, went.
What's she done?
She tried to steal some of these loose tiles from Bobba 2,000 years old.
Oh, Christ. What's she going to do, sell them?
Well, presumably.
Tiled her bathroom.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I mean, it's the same. Remember when we went to the Tower of London to see the Queen's crown jewel? You know, I never at any point went, oh, I just have that. I was a bit of research. Yeah. I thought I'd have that mitre gold with a diamond on the
take
end.
It home.
Take it home.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll repatriate it.
It was essential.
Put it on eBay.
That's it. When you went out to Egypt. And you
went to the pyramids.
Tutankhamen's tomb.
Yeah, I went there and I thought, well, and in a tomb. There's a load of bandages.
Yeah, bandages. You thought, oh, well,
and
you had a bad foot, didn't you?
I cut my leg.
Yeah.
I cut my leg. I tied it up with Tutankhamun's old bandages, right?
Okay.
We're mummified.
Right, okay.
But, of course, I didn't know that there's a curse on that.
Oh, well, no. Curse of Tutankhamun.
I didn't know there was a curse on it.
Oh, blimey, yeah. What happened?
Anyway, I've come out of it. I come out of the tomb with Tutankhamun's bandage
on your leg.
Mark on my leg.
Yeah.
And I've been hit by a car.
Fucking hell.
Oh, yeah. And I thought, oh, well, that was careless of me. Anyway, I get up and I says to the bloke, I says, no, my fault. Anyway, I've got up and I walked across the road and I've fallen down a drain.
Oh, Christ.
And I thought, Christ, what are the chances of that?
Two in one day. You're waiting for the third thing now, aren't
you? Anyway, I've got up, right, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to have a look up there, right? Yeah. I've walked up the top of this building, I've fallen straight out the window.
Oh, Christ.
I've hit the floor, I've been run over again.
Oh, my God.
I'm starting to think there's something going on here. Anyway, I get up and I get run over again, and then I get run over again, right? And then I thought, what is going on here? And I says to this passerby, I says, listen, mate, I've been run over five times.
Yeah.
And I've fallen out the window and I've fallen down a well.
Yes.
Right? Who do I speak to about getting my money back from this place?
Quite right.
Because it's getting a bit beyond a joke
now.
Beyond
lovely
a joke.
Lovely holiday, ruined.
And he says, well, I don't know, you can get your money back for that.
Yeah.
He says, how's it happened? I says, I was in Tutankhamun too. And I've used his bandages. He says, well, you've got the curse on you.
Yeah.
I says, oh, right. I says, what do I do? She says, take the bandages off, right? Yeah. Stick them back in the tomb. You should be absolutely fine. Anyway, I take the bandages off. I go back in the tomb. I sit in where I found them.
Yeah.
I come back out again. And I was about to step out in front of this car. And I went, oh, no, I don't. I won't step out of it, you know, because the curse was lifted by then.
Well,
funny how these things happen on holiday. But I went on TripAdvisor and
that's
I says,
it, here it is. This is what you wrote, isn't it? Says, just there's a piece of paper that you wrote.
That's right.
What did you write?
I wrote, dear TripAdvisor, I says, Egypt's all very well, but if you get cursed, there is no one that you can speak to about getting your money back. And I think that is very wrong.
Yeah.
And you should have a word with the tourist board about that. One star.
Yeah, it's the same, isn't it? Do you remember that
time? You got cursed.
Do you remember that time I got cursed when I went to Machu Picchu?
Yeah, you got cursed.
I got cursed. I shit myself. Yeah. I was sick. Margaret shit herself the lot. Yeah, that's
nothing to do with the food.
Nothing to do with the food.
Curse.
We got cursed. Yeah. We got cursed. Here's what I put. I booked the holiday with TUI. I was assured at the travel agent
you wouldn't get cursed.
There would be no cursings. There would be no gods damning my life.
Yeah.
No hex. Well, but there's no hex. I see
that. You put that down as something you definitely didn't want on your
holiday.
That's
what I said. When they said, what sort of thing do you want? And I said, I'd like evenings in the ballroom.
That's it.
I would
nice
like
swimming pool.
A nice swimming pool. There's any bingo going. I'd like the all-inclusive.
Laser disc show.
There's a laser disc show, and there's a couple of people there who was on Britain's Got Talent at one
good.
Stage.
That's
I'd like
good,
to
yeah.
see their performing.
And but above all...
Tesco Mary. But above all... I do not want... Yeah, put it there, look, I do not want to shit myself as a result of a curse, right? One star, very fucking disappointing.
Yeah, well, you would be if
and
you
I
got
will
cursed.
Not do, I got cursed many times.
I've been cursed again.
I remember. This was a terrible period of your life, wasn't it?
I got cursed by the Druids.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Was it Midsummer Night, wasn't it, that night?
Yeah, I was down at Glastonbury for the solstice.
Oh, you're big on that solstice business, in that smock.
Yeah, I was in that white smock. And I was a bit pissed, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
And they were doing a ceremony, the solstice ceremony, and there was all the tourists around there. I was a bit pissed up. You know?
Yeah, I know.
And while they're doing the ceremony, go, oh, the sun and all that. And I'm going, buttocks, you know, right in the background.
Yeah.
Just going, buttocks.
It's the beard talking.
You look like Father Christmas, I said.
All the stuff.
You buttocks, I says. You look like Father Christmas. You look like Karl Marx. I says, you look like that. In the end, they've turned around at me. They've gone, fuck off. Listen, son, you're cursed. Listen, son, you're cursed, right? You're cursed.
They speak like that Scottish, don't they?
Yeah. You're cursed.
Yeah.
And I says, bollocks to that. I says, I'm not cursed. Anyway, I turn around and I've fallen over.
Oh, correct. Well,
right? I've gone right over. Yeah. Right over. Yeah. And I thought, oh, shit, I've been cursed again.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, I got up again. I took another swig and I've gone down again. I suck a shit.
Really?
Yeah. And I said to him, have you cursed me? He says, yeah, you're cursed. You're cursed like that. And I says, all right. I'll live with the curse, you know, but what you're doing is bollocks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what else to say about it.
That I had a very similar thing that Christmas. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I used to go down to the Victory Pub in Pinner, get really pissed out of my fucking head. I get really hammered.
Got smashed. It's
got absolutely smashed, you know.
I do know.
And then Margaret said, you come into midnight mass. Like, I'm pissed out of me fucking head. I'm sort of singing along. Doing all that. Anyway, I feel rather bilious. I feel nauseous.
You've been on the old speckle then?
Yeah, I had been that, but no, weren't that? It was it was
a curse.
Someone in the church. The landlord of the church. God has stuck a curse on me, you know. I'm chucking up all that Chinese I had. And I just said to and I've shit myself out the front. Everyone's all and a happy Christmas to you, Vic. And there's me on the floor like that.
Shit myself.
And
you're going, it's not, I'm cursed.
I went to the midnight mass one Christmas Eve. I've been in the pub with Derek Johnson and my friend Steve. I had a couple of pints. I went up to the church. Then I went out and fucking didn't I start to lurch?
Yeah, well, you would because you're cursed.
Yeah, cursed.
Nothing like being cursed, I don't think.
What?
There's nothing like it, being cursed.
Oh, have you ever had anyone do a voodoo toll of you?
I've had a voodoo on me.
Have you had a voodoo on you?
Yeah, I've had a voodoo.
Who was that?
One of the mechanics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What, were they doing your car? Sorry.
Well, he's doing my car, and I was like, and I kept coming round saying, have you done it yet?
Yeah.
He goes, no, I'm not finished it yet.
Right.
Anyway, an hour later, I've gone, have you done it yet?
Yeah.
He went, if you don't clear off, mate, I'm going to do a voodoo
of you. Do a voodoo of you, yeah.
And I've gone, bullshits, I pissed him off again. Basically, I'll come back. I said, is it finished?
Christ,
and he went, right, that's it, I'm doing the voodoo, right?
Yeah.
He gets this thing. And I says, voodoo's bullshits.
Yeah.
He gets this thing he's got in his cupboard and he looked just like me.
Oh, that's spooky.
He's got a little bag and an anorak and that.
Yeah.
I says, where'd you get that from? He says, never mind that.
Yeah, not painted like a rolling pin.
He says, never mind that, right? He says, pass me them nails.
Oh, bloody hell.
And I went,
alarm bells ringing.
I went, no, I'm not going to do that.
That's clever of you to say that, yeah.
And he says, all right, don't then. I says, I'm not going to.
Right.
Anyway, I walked out and he's clearly gone and got the nails himself.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, I felt this thing go right up my bum.
Oh, my God.
Right, and I got my hand on my bum like that. And then I felt this other thing go right in my knob.
Yeah.
So I've got something in my bum, something on my knob.
Oh,
like
God.
That.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and then he's chucked it against the wall.
Yeah.
And I've gone against the garage doors.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I ran back in there holding my knob and my bum and my balls. And I says, all right, okay. I get it. Voodoo is the thing.
The car ain't ready.
The car's not ready. That's okay. It's okay. It's cool. I says, do you treat all your customers like this? And he went, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I says, well, I'm going to go on TripAdvisor and I'm going to say,
what did you write?
I'm going to tell her. No, because then he picked the dough up again and got the nail. I'm not going to do a review.
I had a very similar thing where, you know, Margaret's ex-husband, Brian.
I do know him.
Brian Dawes. Don't want to mention your name, Brian, but if you're listening, you're a prick. So Brian was with Margaret for a number of years, and I made that doll of him.
Oh, no.
And you remember what he looked like.
Oh,
bald,
horrible-looking
fella.
Yeah.
And I made all sort of, like, wool around his ears where he was bald, just at the side.
That's it.
Made him out of a toilet brush. I didn't even clean the toilet brush, because that's
left
what he's like.
The muck on the top of his head.
He's got shit on top of his head. He's disgusting. Dirty bastard.
He stinks as well.
And he stinks as well. White and plastic, like a bog brush,
like a bog
anyway.
And he stinks.
He really stinks. And he stinks like someone's got his head and rubbed it around the rim of the toilet.
Because he stinks.
Brian Dawes. So I've made this doll of him, and I've got one of her knitting needles that I've picked up from her sewing thing, and I've done a little curse. Brian Dawes, Brian Dawes, you're a prick, Brian Dawes. It's not very clever.
Well, you didn't have time to think about it.
I didn't have time to think about it because I was keen to get him done. And with that, I stuck this knitting needle right in his fucking dirty head with all the matted feces and muck on it.
It's sinking.
And do you know what? I felt rotten, really, because I forgot all about it. And the next day, he'd been to Harlequins to see the rugby.
Oh, what
one of the top of the rugby post came down and went right in his fucking head. Jesus Christ. I saw him down at Watford, and it had gone diagonally through his head. He couldn't get through the doors of the car park.
He's all right. Still alive.
He's still alive, and he was bemused. He was looking around, but he couldn't look round.
Well, it's a shame because it's his own fault, really. As he has to stand so close to the post, away from everybody else, because
he stinks. When he goes to the rugby on a Saturday. He goes to the turnstiles. Everyone's on, whatever, Brian. You don't have to pay, you stink. We're quite close up at the rugby. The chairs aren't very close up. So they just wave him through onto the pitch, so he just has to stand by the, you know. And then it's no wonder the thing fell down and pierced his cranium, the stinky bastard.
Because of the amount he stinks.
Margaret can bear him because of the smell.
Well, in the end, it will do you in, won't it? Well, this has been fantastic
award-winning stuff from Britain's premier podcasters.
I don't think we can be paralleled. I don't think there's anything that comes close to this. I don't think anyone would have the bottle to do it.
Oh, God.
Don't forget now, guys, June the 7th.
Come on, because we will, we'll prepare a bit more.
A little bit more. We will rock the place.
We'll rock the place. And if you're there, there'll be lots of people.
Great,
some of you paid money and you're entitled to come on the stage. You're entitled to interview someone on the stage. And if you want to pay $25, you can come on stage and all.
Yeah, you can do that.
I don't know for how long. You might not want to.
No, you might not want
if
to.
If Brian Dawes is there, he might have to come out because he'd stink the place out. But look, we're going to do the real gold.
Patreoners,
the real gold is coming up now. 15 minutes of action.
If you pay $2 a month,
you can get this proper.
This is nothing compared to what we're about to get into.
Yeah.
We're about to bust Brexit right open.
Yes, we are.
You just wait and see.
So we really love you guys.
Oh, we love you.
Oh, we really do.
Oh, we do love you. We do love you, actually.
We've got two cameras.
No, that's not working no more, that one.
Oh, yeah. So it's on this one. There's probably a better...
So we'll see you on June... Unless you're in Halifax.
Oh, we're going to be in Halifax first at the Lantern. I think that's nearly sold out because they know comedy when they do. Lantern in Halifax. The start of June. And then we're going to be on the 7th. Is it? No, July.
Yes. Oh, God, July.
We can't be expected to know this, is but
all the dates.
June 7th. Where did I get tickets? We don't know.
Oh, from the box office.
Box office.
Just go to box office
Underbelly.
Online.
Underbelly. Yeah. And we're on the 7th of June. It's called Angelos and Barry. Live podcast. Okay, until next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.
You heard of Great Big Owl?
Yes, they make this podcast.
Yeah, but not just this podcast.
You're shitting me. Name some others.
Well, there's Trolled.
We had Luciana Berger and Gary Lineker coming on.
Oh, yeah, and there's Crime Club.
Did you get done for that?
Yeah.
There's The Fear.
It's a kid's show. They really, really scared me.
There's Always There.
Thanks very much, because I would never have gone down Howard's Way had you not asked me.
There's Friends with Friends.
Shoving a funnel in Joey's mouth and Rachel pours fat down.
And there's Ask the Nincompoops.
Kids ask us the questions they want answered.
That's for kids. We shouldn't have sworn earlier.
Bollocks.
Quick, play the sting.
Great Big Owl.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.